Thank you for connecting to the media product of Pastor Brian Gallardo. We pray as it goes out into the nations that it empowers your faith, stirs your spirit, and pushes you towards your God-given destiny. For more information about Pastor Brian Gallardo, please log on to www.briangallardo.com.
Grab your Bibles real quick. This is a very quick verse that we're going to read. It ain't going to take us very long. It's just a few words. Joel chapter number 1. John, stay right there. Stay right there. Every once in a while, it gets a little different, but it feels a little different tonight. And I'm going to find my flow here in a second. Joel chapter 1 and verse 14, your Bible declares this: declare a holy fast and call a sacred assembly. Let's all read those small words together, this short sentence of Joel chapter 1 and verse 14. On your mark, get set, go. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. I pray you help me to preach it, communicate it, deliver it in the manner of which you gave it to me. I pray that the ears would hear according to what I read in your word today, God. I pray that your ears would hear, but not just hear. I pray that they would hear and understand. I pray that the seed that I sow tonight, God, I pray that it would go down into good soil. I pray against the enemy that would try to snatch the seed. I pray against that rock hard heart. God, I pray that you would soften that heart tonight. Lord, I pray that this seed that I sow tonight would go down deep into the heart of man, that every thorn, every thistle of the cares of this life would be chopped off tonight, and that this seed would go down into the hearer's heart, but they would hear it and that they would understand it in the precious name of Jesus. And the people said amen and amen. Before you're seated, reach over, love on somebody, give them a hug, give them a high five, and tell them we got to fast slow. Online campus, I'm glad you're here tonight. I pray that what I say helps you, communicates life to you, and breathes fire into your soul. In the precious name of Jesus, amen and amen and amen. Don't hurt him, Brittany. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. Well, I want to talk to you for a few minutes. Last week, I didn't get to deliver this word to you because the Holy Spirit just manifested in a powerful way, took over service, and we had a Holy Ghost hoedown last week. And so I didn't get into my notes. But tonight, I want to talk to you for a few minutes about fasting slow. And you say, well, why did I name this series Fasting Slow? Because whenever you fast, it's never fast. Whenever you fast from food, I'm not talking about fasting your Xbox or your phone. I'm talking about fasting food. When you fast food, it feels like it takes forever, right? I heard a preacher say a couple weeks ago that every problem in our life centers around food. You say, how you know, preacher? I have a marriage problem. I've got a perversion problem. I've got an alcoholic problem. Well, have you fasted about that problem? No. Have you fasted about that issue? No. Because when you start fasting, your body doesn't crave that stuff no more. Your body starts craving the number one thing it wants at that moment. That moment is food, chicken, turkey, steak, cookies, mashed potatoes, green beans, mashed potatoes, green beans, fried chicken, right? That's what we start craving. And so I was meditating this week, and I was crying out to God. I said, God, I want more that you have for us as a church. I want more of your glory. I want more of your presence, what you've been doing here locally in our church lately in this season. God, I hope this is just a taste of it. I hope it's just the tip of the iceberg. God, I want you to do more. Feel more. Listen, we had almost 15 people baptized in the Holy Ghost on Sunday morning with evidence on a Sunday morning. Now, I don't know if you know how uncommon that is, but that's not common in today's church. We had about 15 people baptized, tongue talkers, before they left this room in the Holy Ghost on Sunday morning. God is up to something. Amen, somebody. In the next few weeks, we're going to see blinded eyes pop open. We're going to see people healed from infirmities. Mark my words, the gift of healing will be in the room in the next few weeks. The word of knowledge will be released in the next few weeks. Prophecy is going to be released in the next few weeks. Look at your neighbor, say, yeah. And so I was seeking God, and I was like, God, I really, really want this season to continue in our church. And God had me, he's got me reading through the Gospels. I know I've told you that, but I'm reading through the Gospels. I'm going to jump into Acts, and I'm really reading it really, really slow. How slow, Pastor? I'm reading one chapter a day really, really slow. I'm reading it forwards, and then I'm reading it backwards verse by verse, and it will blow your mind when you read something backwards verse. I've never done that before, but I'm doing it, but just to see what God is saying, and it ties certain things together. you wouldn't normally see. But I was reading yesterday about when Jesus was teaching, and he said, when a demon comes out of a man, it goes into the arid places seeking to find rest, right? And when it doesn't find any rest in the arid places, it goes and gets seven of his buddies and comes back to the house that the demon was living in, or the person. And when he finds that house swept clean and in order, he jumps in that person with seven other demons, and they're worse off. He's worse off than he was before. And I started praying and seeking God, and I looked up this word arid in the Greek, and it means dry desert places. Now, the Holy Spirit doesn't occupy where demons occupy. And demons don't occupy where the Holy Spirit occupies. If demons are occupying a dry place, the Holy Spirit ain't into occupying dry things. And as I was reading that, and I said, God, I don't want to be in a dry season. I want to be in a perpetual downpour of your saturation of your glory. I want our church to be in a perpetual downpour of your presence. I want to be where you are. I don't want to be where demons are manifesting and taking up residence. Come on, somebody. Watch. So these demons come, and they come back to a house, and they find this house swept, clean, and in order. Can I encourage you today, just being in order ain't enough. Coming to church once in a while ain't enough. Reading your Bible once every other week ain't enough. That's the place of dryness. That's religiosity. And that's the space demons occupy. I don't want to be possessed with demons. What's the antithesis of being possessed with a demon? It's a different kind of ghost. He is the triune being of the Godhead, the Holy Ghost. I want to be baptized, submerged, intoxicated, Holy Ghost possessed. I dare you to slap your neighbor a high five and shout, no dry season. Come on, tell him, no dry season. Come on, tell him, no dry season. I want the Holy Ghost, no dry season. I want the downpour, no dry season. I want to be possessed with God, no. No dry season. No dry season. No dry season. I know what it's like to pray and it's like the ceiling is brass. Come on, somebody, talk to me. I know what it's like to come to church and you just go through the motions, right? I mean, talk to me if I'm not the only one I know. I know what it's like to go to religious service after religious service, but you never feel the presence of Jesus. But then I know what it's like to just walk into a room and a song is playing, and from the crown of your head to the sole of your foot, all you can feel is the presence of Jesus. I want to be in that season. Come on, somebody. I don't want to get a hard heart. I want my heart to be soft and my head to be hard. I want to walk into a room and just feel his presence and be able to weep again. Come on. Be able to cry again. Be able to say, God, I just want your glory. Hey, Jesus. No dry season. So I'm saying, God, how do we get to the place where we don't have a dry season? He said, you got to empty you. Because if you want more of me, you got to get less of you. How can you want more of me when you're so full of yourself? There's no place for me. Come on. You got to get rid of you. Come on. You got to empty you out if you want more of him to come in. Come on, somebody. And the only way you can do that is by denying you. How do we deny us? We push the plate away. Come on. We push the $25 footlong away. We push the Hereford house away. We push little Debbie. Well, Pastor, I can't fast because of my diabetes. You can fast something. You can give up something. Come on, talk to me. Every time we have a fast, I got like a line of people. I can't fast because I'm sick. A little fasting might do you a little good. Praise the Lord. January 7th through January 28th, we are calling a sacred fast. It's a 21-day fast this year. 21. I just seen two people shout and 20 people. Next week, I'll give you the directive, the exact order of how we're going to fast, what we're going to fast, and what we're going to fast for. Because we, at our church, I'll tell you this. On the midweek services, that during the fast, we're going to have, I'm going to call them nights of encounter. We're not even going to have church. It's not a prayer meeting. It's somebody, elder might get up here and preach. I don't know. We're just going to encounter Jesus. We're going to let him do what he wants to do. Every Wednesday night will be an encounter night. Come on. Every Friday night, some type of fun gathering will be taking place with the body of Christ right on the campus of LifeGate Church. The rest of it, you got to come next Wednesday. Okay. So in the next few weeks, I will be gathering this week and next week and be giving you some instructions for this fast. Fasting is a very important part of the life of the believer. Everybody in this room is called to fast with Jesus, right? The Hebrew word for fast means to cover up your mouth. The Greek word for fasting means to abstain from food, right? We should be fasting from food, you guys. Well, Pastor, I fast my Xbox once a year. I fast talking to my mother-in-law once a year, Pastor. I ain't talked to my father-in-law in 6 years because I'm fasting. No, it means to abstain from food, guys. You have to understand you. Look at your neighbor and say, do you know you? Look at your neighbor and say, do you really know you? Come here, Cash. Come here, Brittany, really fast. Come on. Come on, Josh. Come here really quick. Run. Come on. Everybody give it for our young people. All right. Let's see. Cash, you can be the body. You the body. Brittany, she's the spirit. Josh, he's the soul. They live in a body. Okay. You're a triune being. You have a soul and you have a spirit that lives inside of you. These two are warring every single day. And whichever one you feed the most is going to win the battle. If you feed your spirit man the battle, you'll be victorious in Jesus. If you're always feeding your emotion, you're going to lose. So your soul is your mind. Everybody say my mind. My will. My emotion, right? Your spirit is the thing that connects to God. Your spirit is the thing that God hears. Come on. Your spirit is what prays. Your spirit is what gets a hold of God. Your spirit is the thing that communes with Him. It's where you feel when God is leading you a certain way. And so then your body obeys whatever's lording at the time. If it's your spirit, no problem raising hands at church. If it's your spirit, no problem saying no to premarital sex. But your spirit man only grows if you get in the word. Now, if you're not getting the word, then your soulish man is going to holler at every hoochie that walks by the street. Can I say hoochie in church? Come back, body. Why you? If your spirit is lording, you have no problem shutting down the internet porn. But if your will is lording, your body obeys, okay, your fleshly nature, your carnal nature. Everyone sins when they are drawn away by their own evil desire. Look at your neighbor and say, what do you desire? So if soul desires to eat 25 Big Macs, I felt the Holy Ghost on that. If your emotions, I'm an emotional eater. Anybody else? If I feel stressed, give me a Burger King and a chocolate chip cookie. Come on. I felt a hot boy ice cream cone come. Oh, Jesus. If your emotions are lording at the time, spirit man is, hey, body, don't listen to the soul. And your soul's like, eat the cookie. No, don't do it. Don't look at her body. Don't look at her booty, which don't do it. It's not. The Lord don't want you to. Look at it. Yes. Come on. Two dogs were in a pen. The guy said before the match, I've got my money on that dog. The other guy said, oh, he looks like a sketchy dog. I got my money on that dog. But what the second guy did not know is that the first guy owned both dogs. And the sketchy dog, he was feeding him. And the other dog was being starved. It took 2 minutes for the sketchy dog to pin that dog to the ground, and that dog died. Now, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to tell you, whichever dog you're going to feed the most is going to lord in your life, either your spirit or your soul. Don't give me this junk. I just can't live that way. It's because your soul is lording you. I just can't say no to sin. It's because your soul is lording you. Spirit, soul, body. This is where the war starts during a fast. Your body's like, man, I've been fasting for 30 minutes. Yeah. And your soul is like, you're going to die. Your heart's racing. You're going to have a heart attack. Eat the burger. Your spirit man is saying, oh, no, no, no. Meet me outside, punk. How about that? Shh, it's actually catch me outside. How about that? And we want to grow in Jesus. So bring it down, James Brown. No, Anna. I want to eat the cookie. You're going to die. I hear that when I'm fasting all the time. You're going to die. It's a migraine. You're going to have an aneurysm because you're not properly sugared. You're not hydrated right. Just eat it. All the other church preachers say fasting is easy. Eat the cookie. The whole time you're fasting, this is what's going on. And then all of a sudden, this gets quieter. And your spirit man gets louder. The louder this guy gets, the more anointing comes on him. The louder this guy gets, this body just, woo, what do I feel in this room? That's the Holy Ghost. See, we are at war. We ain't just at war with the devil. Some of you need to stop binding the devil and bind your own self. Come on, somebody. We need to put ourselves in check. Let our spirit man lord so our body can walk out our destiny. Boy, that's good preaching right there. Slap your neighbor, high five, and say yes. Thank you, guys. Come on, give them a round of applause tonight. If you feed your spirit, faith is the result. If you feed your spirit, victory is the result. If you feed your spirit, power is the result. But if you feed your soul, you'll be a doubting wonder. You'll be a defeated Debbie. You'll be a lying wonder. But you gotta feed your spirit, man, so your body gets in line. Somebody say yes. Look, two different kinds of fasts in the Bible. Number one, there's corporate fasts. That's when they would call the entire nation of Israel on a fast. Everybody did it on the Day of Atonement. Everybody fasted. Everybody fasted. If you got a health condition, you should probably talk to your doctor. But listen. Don't use excuses because your soul is so loud in your life that you are already defeated before the thing begins. Come on, the kingdom of God is forcefully advancing. Lazy people don't take hold of it. Forceful people run and go after it. Some people say, how do you get victorious like that all the time? Because I'm a forceful, guys. I'm passionate about God. I will run past you and keep on going because I want him. I love y'all. But if you don't want to move, I ain't staying where you are. Sit we here, lest we die. I got to go after what Jesus has got for me. Yes, Lord. There's corporate fast. The second kind of fasting is individual fasting. So we're going on a corporate fast and individual fasts. Look at Moses. Moses fasted in Exodus chapter number 34, verse 28. For 40 days he didn't eat or drink. That's crazy. Well, Pastor, you know your body can't. Moses did it. I'm not recommending you do that. You should not do that unless you really hear God say to do that. I've never done it. I never heard him say that to me. Got quiet in here. Look at Daniel. Daniel in chapter 9, verse 3. Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplication with fasting. Daniel 10, 2 through 3 says this. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full days. That's 20, or 3 full weeks. That's 21 days. It's so many days I can't even sign it right. It's 21 days. I ate no pleasant food. I love that. Pastor, can we eat something pleasant? Guys, fasting is all about killing your flesh. Killing that soulish man. Come on. It's about not doing what you really want to do, even though it's not really sin. It's just you're not doing it. Because you want to grow closer to Jesus. You want your grow close. Pastor, how are we going to grow closer to Jesus? I'm going to stand right here. How come your spirit man becomes so alive that you there's a sensing. There's a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. It's a hush and a whisper. You can feel him. You can sense him close. He's just like right there. It ain't God's fault that you don't sense him. If you don't sense God, it's because your soul is lording you. So good. I'm about to take myself out to eat. Talking about all this food. Look at Jesus, Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 2. Then Jesus was led up, how? By the Holy Ghost to the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Listen, when you fast, you're going to hear some voice pop in your head. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Jesus fasted and told his disciples, guys, when you give, Matthew chapter 6, when you give, we believe in giving, don't we? When you give, here's another thing he said in Matthew 6, when you pray, we should all pray. You got to pray. Pray. Sorry, guys. That was so cheesy. Okay. When you give, when you pray, and then he threw another one in there and said, when you fast, not if you give, not if you pray, not if you fast, but when. When is an instructive word as if when y'all do it. When you pay your tithe. When you fast, when you pray, when you give. We should all do all three, huh? Come on, just give Jesus a round of applause because... Okay, fasting is not a get skinny quick diet. On a diet, you lose weight to gain confidence. But on a fast, you lose you to gain him. On a diet, your goal is to get skinny, but on a fast, your goal is to get your spirit man weighty. That's good right there. On a diet, you starve your flesh, but on a fast, you feed your spirit. On a diet, your goal is you. Come on, talk to me. We want to look good on a diet. Our goal is us. It's you. But on a fast, your goal is him. What would you have me to do, God? What would you have me to go, God? How would you like my attitude to be, Jesus? Am I pleasing you? Is there something in me that's wrong? Guys, I'm so amazed at American Christianity. Like, I'm just, mind's blown. People really think in their heart, not here because y'all are LifeGate church members. Even our guests now are LifeGate church members. People really think in their heart, I'm right. You're wrong. But guys, when you come to Jesus, you have to live by the daily mindset. God, is there anything wrong in me? Create in me a clean heart, oh God. Renew a right spirit in me. Listen, cast me not away from your presence, oh God. When you come to Jesus, it's you decrease, soul be gone. We should make a spray, soul be gone. You decrease. Full of cheesy one-liners tonight. God, you increase. How does he increase in our life? By killing that guy. and feeding the Spirit. So then your body has no problem obeying the word if your spirit is lording you. Our spirit gets very quiet when we're not fasting. I remember we was in here building this church. I don't remember what I was doing. We was living here, eating here, sleeping here. My daughter spent her summer vacation here. And I had the hammer just back like this, and the Holy Spirit says, stop. I put it down. I see Jesus. He said, you haven't heard me in a while, have you? I said, no, sir. He said, you know why? I said, no, sir. He said, because you're so consumed with doing the work of God, you forgot the God of the work. I couldn't hear him like I did. I wasn't sensitive like I was. Why? Because soul man, we got to get done. We got to get this done. We got to be the best church. We got to look great. We got to present well. Everything's got to be perfect. The smell's got to leave. Please, God, please let the smell leave. We went downstairs, ripped up the floor today, and I'm like, man, that smell's back, yo. Jesus. We're going to get it gone, too, because that's a foul spirit. We got to get, you know, come out. So tonight, I'm going to answer just a few questions for you. What do I do when I'm fasting? And what should I avoid during a fast? Point number one. These are really quick. Do listen to anointed preaching. Don't listen to propaganda. Hey, by the way, did you guys see that thing that President Trump signed today about Jerusalem? Man, praise the Lord for that. Come on, somebody. I can't believe you didn't just praise the Lord for that. God will bless a nation who's at peace with Israel. I'm just telling you right now. So do listen to anointed preaching. Don't listen to the propaganda. Shut the news off. Shut Anderson Cooper off. Shut CNN off. Shut Fox News off. Shut your media streams down and listen to good gospel anointed preaching. Well, who should I listen to? I think those are up there. Great. Y'all can take a picture of that on your phone. Here's a couple of great preachers to listen to. Jane Hammond, Karen Wheaton, of course, Dad, Dr. Rod Parsley, Bishop Tudor Bismarck, Pastor Perry Stone, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, and I don't know if y'all ready for him, but Evangelist Nathan Morris is dynamite. He's amazing. So do listen to anointed preaching. Don't listen to propaganda. Number two, here's what you do on a fast. Is this okay for everybody? All right. Do listen to and engage in anointed praise and worship. Shut the secular music down. Your spirit cannot grow. Listen to Tupac, Biggie, the Mother Cats, all my exes live in Texas. I mean, you can't. Your spirit, man, doesn't grow listening to that stuff. That's feeding your soul. Well, I want to feel the music. Your soul wants to feel the music. When you listen, you listen to wrong music, you start thinking the wrong things. Huh? Y'all ain't saying it, but I know it's true. A perverted spirit can be birthed out of music. Right? I didn't start to want to smoke that weed till I listened to that song, Pastor. Well, I was going to go to church, but then I got high. Was gonna turn tempted, but then I got high. You wonder why you keep getting high? It's because what you watch and listen to, who you hanging out with. You're feeding the wrong dog. But if you listen, if you feed your spirit man some, I'm gonna get through. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No. It won't. If you start, man, you start getting victorious in your spirit. You'd be like, get high? What you talking about? I'm victorious. No weapon for it gives me no prosper. So here's, these are my play. These are people I listen to. World Harvest Church in Columbus, Ohio. William McDowell, Kim Walker, Carrie Job, Travis Green. Everybody say Deputy Keys. So Deputy Keys is on YouTube. If you type in on YouTube, instrumental worship, he has like 3 hour long tracks of just piano. It is so anointed. As a matter of fact, it's so anointed, I reached out to him and asked him if we could use his track on our television program. He said, absolutely, as long as I get permission somewhere in there. I said, no problem. And he gets like 1 million views on some of his stuff, but he's awesome. So this is some resources that will help you during a fast to engage and to run it for Jesus. Number three, do shut off the TV and don't put the word down. This year on our fast, we're going to do something totally different, and I'll talk more about it later. No media at all unless it's preaching. Because before it was just secular media, but we would watch like, you know, what's that? Not Netflix, but what's the other one? Pureflix, yeah. They have like Christian movies and stuff on there. But the Lord spoke to me this year, said, nope, none of that. Just if you're going to watch anything, it's only stuff to feed your spirit, like preaching and teaching only. I was like, wow, all right. But the food part ain't as bad. You'll like it this year. Okay. So the word will be your life, Ryan. Get in it, read it, memorize it. Hey, here's what I want to encourage you with. Some cycles in your life will not be broken until you get in the word. Let's look at a scripture. I think I put that up there. Matthew chapter number 8:16. When evening had come, they brought to Jesus many who were demon-possessed, watch, and he cast out those spirits with what? With what? Come on, with what? So some things won't depart from you until you get a revelation found only in the word, right? But if you don't read the word, don't expect deliverance to come. Well, will somebody do it for me? No, you got to do it for yourself. You got to get in the word. When Jesus fasted, he was consumed by the word. Perfect example is in Matthew chapter 4. When the enemy was trying to tempt them, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Somebody say proceeds. Come on, say it again. Say proceeds. This means that God's word is ongoing. That's why you can like you can read a scripture one time, and then you can read it 50 times. And then on like the 51st time you read it, it's like something illuminates off the pages. And you're like, what? Did you see this word? And they're like, dude, you're crazy, bro. Like, what is wrong with you, man? Like y'all are looking at me like right now. Like, what is the matter with you, pastor? Like, what have you been drinking and smoking today to make you act so crazy? The Holy Ghost. So get in the word. It will help you to be victorious during the fast. If you're not getting in the word, you're not praying, then you're on a diet. I double dog dare you during the 21 days not even to get on the scale. Stop making it about you. Don't make a fast about you. I'm about to give myself an offering. This is a good word right here, Rob. Number four, watch this. Do set some time aside to get alone with Jesus. Don't just eat. Seek his face, set time aside today and pray. A prayerless fast is a failing fast. It's a failing fast. Number five, do stay the course. This will help somebody. Don't quit if you mess up on the fast. You might have a moment of weakness in 21 days. We all probably will. But that, listen, don't beat yourself upside the head like you some lost sinner on the way to hell and nobody loves you and you're a failure and you're miserable and you messed up on the fast. Oh, what's wrong with me? I'm so messed up. Bro, calm down. You just ate a cookie. It's all right. You ain't going to hell. It's all good. Look at your neighbor and say, don't beat yourself up. No. Watch. I did not just give you a license to cheat. All right. My pastor said, if I mess up. No. Because I know. I fast. Like, I have a fasted lifestyle. And so I know, like, when you set time aside and you're like, man, I'm hungry right now. And everybody's around, they're cooking something. You're like, let me get that taco. What you got right there? You know? And you know the Lord already led you on a fast, but you're weak for a moment. Well, don't beat yourself up. Well, Jesus didn't fail. Well, you ain't Jesus. Last time I checked. All right, number six. Watch this. Do encourage your brother or your sister if they are weak. Don't judge them if you see them fail. Just reach over and pat your neighbor on the back really quick. Tell them, I'm here for you. So if you see your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, your mom, your dad, who's a part of the fasting time, and they have a moment of weakness, don't be like, you ain't the fasting police. Don't be like, ooh, you ate the cookie? I'm telling the prayer team at church, you're going to hell. Hellbound liar. Liar, 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 liar. I'm going to tweet about it even though when I was looking at the prayer, I'm going to be a liar. You ain't the fasting police. Don't be stealing Gregory Dean's badge and be running around your house like, I'm going to come find you. I'm going to bust you. You're going straight to hell. We're going to kick you out the church. We're going to take back your membership. That's what we're going to do. You're going to hell. You ain't with us. You against us. Okay, calm down. They were just weak for a moment. Instead, encourage them. Say, it's all right. We got this next time. It's all right. Get accountable with somebody. You know, we got to do this together. It's hard fasting sometimes. Pretty much every time is hard to fast. That's why it's called fasting slow. It's hard to fast. I don't know why God didn't call it slowing. Like, really, why call it a fast? Call it a slow. Call it a miserable. Call it, I hate this. Call it something other than fast. It's not fast. It's slow. Number 7. All right, number 7. Expect a visit from a giant. But don't allow that giant to win. What giant are you talking about, Pastor? You. You will be visited by you, soul man. I can't believe the pastor called for a fast. I am so stinking hungry. I don't want broccoli, Pastor. Eat broccoli, he says. I don't want it. I don't want broccoli, Pastor. I want the cookie. He's in this whole, when it's just no food. I'm just a regular Christian, Pastor. I'm not trying to be a preacher. Why do I need this? Your spirit man be like, dude, shut up. Can I say that in church? Yeah. Dude, just be quiet, be still, and no, just get down. Shh. Oh, get some nerves. And your mind is like, I don't know what to do. I prayed for 5 minutes and read a chapter. I don't know what to do now. What am I going to do? And this giant, you, inside of you, starts getting mouthier and louder and louder and louder. And then you have a breakthrough. And he gets small and shuts up. And your spirit's like, I told you so. Hater. Keep praying. Keep reading the word. He's shutting up. Boy, it feels good to be free, don't it? Come on. Come on. Oh, by the way, this is what Jesus is telling you. Such and such. Such and such. Such and such. We got to shut that guy down, guys. He's a giant, and he's in all of us. I've heard things on a fast like, you're going to die. You're getting really sick in your body. Stop doing it. You got a migraine headache. It's an aneurysm. Go to the hospital. I've heard that before. Because, like, when you push caffeine away, because we're all, like, caffeine-induced, when you push caffeine away, it's like, I'm dying. I've heard all that before. But don't give in to you. Let your spirit man be fed so you can walk into everything. Because you won't walk into everything God has for you if you're a carnal, casual, soulish Christian. You won't walk into it. We have people come around and say, you hurt my feelings. You didn't hear what the Spirit of God was saying to your spirit. You want to be a emotional-driven Christian. That hurt my feelings. Where's that at? In your soul. I'm in my feelings. My feelings. My feelings. My feelings. I stop paying those people any attention. You can't help them. I can't help you. I'm called to minister to your spirit, to bring you up out of that mess and to get you on a spiritual journey. Help me out, Rob. Come on. I'm closing. Help me out, brother. Help me out. Here's the second giant that you will encounter. The devil will talk to you. Now, not like the devil. I'm going to say demons, because ain't nobody in this room is attracting, and myself included, is attracting Satan's attention. He's going for somebody like, you know, Billy Graham. He's not omnipresent. He can't be here and be there. He ain't God, right? So Satan's got, like, he's going after, like, people that are, like, globally changing the world, right? But he's got agents all over, demons. And they will talk loud in your ear. Come on, somebody. Especially do not believe that theology. We'll read your Bible. It's right there. He is not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere. That's why he has demons and principalities and rulers of the air and territorial demons all over the nation, all over the country, in your family, curses that have been passed down because demons are know you better than you know you. Demons in your family go back generations upon generations. They've been studying your family to get you to be bound so you wouldn't hear what God is saying to you. Mm-hmm. Look at Jesus in Luke chapter 4. This would be a good place to start to read on a fast too, Luke chapter 4, to see how Jesus handled his fast. He was tempted for 40 days by the devil. Satan will come through his agents and tempt you during a fast. He will. He will put it right before you. Ain't nobody going to ask you to take you to Hereford House so you start fasting. I'm calling you on a 4-day fast, son. Praise God. Phone rings on Monday. You want to go to Gates Barbecue? I'm buying. Oh. Can we do it next week? No, I'll be broke then. Then somebody else calls you on Tuesday. Hey, man, my disability check just came in. You want to go down here to Hartford House? No, let's go to Ruth Chris.
I'm fasting, man. Can we go next week?
No, I'll be broke by then, too. The enemy will tempt you on a fast. You know what he's really good at is condemning you when you make a mistake. I mean, it's like you feel like you're an absolute loser because you ate something. It ain't even sin. I mean, it's like food is not sin unless you're like gluttony, and that's a sin. But you know, if you go out and you eat something on and you mess up on the fast, they'd be like, you're a loser. You might as well just quit. You're stupid. I can't believe you did that. You ate that. You have no integrity. You have no character. You are a loser. A loser. A loser. When he says that to you during the fast, two words to learn tonight. You should write these down. Shut it. Be careful how you say that.
Nah.
You'll hear it, I promise you. He'll beat you up so bad you'll want to quit the fast. That's why it's important to have accountability. Don't fast by yourself. Say, Pastor, no, we're fasting as a community. No, fast with somebody within the community. Hey, I need you to hold me accountable. Good, because I need you to hold me accountable because it's, you know, 21 days, you know what I'm saying? But it's not going to be like before. There'll be on and off days. Some days we'll fast this. Other days you can eat what you want. Yeah. I know that's what I'm saying. Like, thank you, Jesus, for that, Lord. I love you. I was like, Lord, I need strength to preach. So can I please eat on Sundays, Lord, please? Can I have coffee before I preach, God? Because I'll be like, Whoa. You felt that? You felt that? She was so happy about it, she called me Jesus. She's like, yes, Jesus. All right, here's my last one. Here's the eighth one. Number eight. Everybody say number eight. This is really the last one. Here you go. Faith must be put in the mix. Do realize when you fast, that fast, faith must be put in the mix. Look at Matthew in chapter 9. The Bible said that there was two blind men that were following Jesus to church. And they were expecting to be healed. And Jesus asked them, hey guys, do you believe that I am able? They said, Lord, we are believing that you are able. And he healed them. This portion of scripture jumped out to me. These words right here. According to your faith, it will be done unto you. So here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. The fast is coming in January. We don't start it January 1st. It's a horrible time to start a fast. It's a New Year day. I mean, come on. We are not going to be in fasting mode. We just had a Holy Ghost filled service. I mean, that's what we're going to be thinking about. We're like, oh, praise the Lord. I need to sleep. Man, Sunday afternoon, I felt like a zombie at home. I was like, I was exhausted. Anybody else? Whew. All the team leaders and volunteers like Pastor Wee was about to die. Get you a journal between now and the fast when it begins. I'll give you all that information next week specifically about the fast. And get you a journal, a brand new fresh journal. Call it your Fasting Journal 2018. Now, this directives. Some of you should write this down. Get you a 2018 Fasting Journal. And what I want you to do with that journal is I want you to ask the Lord in the next, I just want you to get some time to get away and be still, quiet yourself. What are you expecting God to do for you during this fast? Not like get you a Maserati. That's what I'm talking about. Although that would be kind of cool. Because then you can pick up your pastor for church. But no, like God, I'm expecting to have breakthrough in this area of my life. I'm expecting for my heart to be healed from this in my life. I'm expecting you to show up strong in your presence reign. What are you going to believe God to do in faith on this 21-day journey that we're about to partake in 2018? Because you will be changed if you allow him to change you. Amen. Come on, stand up to your feet with me.